A Madison area medical research lab is getting a boost in the form of federal vouchers for work developing mental health treatments using psychedelics. It's Wednesday, May 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Dane County's Board of Canvassers is fighting an order from the State Elections Commission to toss 23 ballots from Wisconsin's April 7th election. And we'll hear about a legendary country music songwriting duo whose partnership began with an unusual meeting in Milwaukee. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state. Thanks to its network of 8 bureaus, with reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
A recent executive order out of Washington could expand the use of psychedelic treatments for mental health disorders. And as Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, one Wisconsin company is involved.
The Madison Area USONA Institute is a nonprofit medical research lab that's been developing depression treatments using psilocybin. That's the psychoactive ingredient found in magic mushrooms. USONA is one of 3 companies nationwide to receive a priority voucher from the federal government to get those kinds of treatments to market faster. Paul Hudson directs the UW-Madison Center for Psychedelic Research and Education. He said these drugs might end up approved by the end of this year.
Having said that, the drugs will not be available to the public right away. There's going to need to be some rollout.
Some unanswered questions include how to distribute the therapies and reach rural and inner city areas, and how insurance will cover such treatments. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dane County's Board of Canvassers is appealing a recent order from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The commission last week ordered Dane County and Madison canvassers to uncount 23 absentee ballots that were previously tallied after Wisconsin's April 7th election. The Madison clerk's office got those ballots from voters well before 8 p.m. on election day, but officials say a courier failed to bring them to polling places before that deadline. According to Wisconsin's Elections Commission, that means the ballots cannot legally be counted. But some Dane County canvassers disagreed with that interpretation. They've maintained that the ballots should be counted, and they voted yesterday to challenge the commission's decision. The Board of Canvassers for the City of Madison has not yet taken action on its own motion to consider appealing the commission's order. A city spokesperson says the canvassers have 30 days to decide whether to appeal. The heads of Wisconsin's state agencies say increased collaboration will make it easier for residents to access mental health support. As Hope Kerwin reports, the group's newly released action plan lays out challenges underway and progress they hope the next administration will continue.
The governor's Interagency Council on Mental Health made 2 kinds of recommendations. Work that can be done right now, like streamlining the way residents sign up for services across state agencies. And the work that the council hopes will continue in the future, like funding for the 988 hotline and Medicaid reimbursements. Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson acknowledged that a new governor will soon be steering the state agencies involved.
I believe that everybody who's running for governor, all of our gubernatorial candidates, do care about people and would value this work, so we're trying to make sure that this is being elevated.
She says addressing the mental health crisis will also require buy-in from communities and employers. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers is suing the legislature's Republican-led Joint Finance Committee once again. This time, he claims a 2018 law requiring committee approval before the state resolves aspects of civil lawsuits is unconstitutional. The law Evers is challenging was passed by Republicans just before he and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call took office. The governor claims the law violates the Wisconsin Constitution's separation of powers. The suit argues that's because the law requires the State Department of Justice to get committee approval before resolving civil suits against federal agencies and providing relief in cases where the state is a defendant. Evers' suit comes less than a year after the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against the Joint Finance Committee in a similar case. Because of that, he argues the provisions in his latest challenge should also be struck down. Evers' lawsuit was filed in Dane County Circuit Court last month. It's the latest in a years-long battle over where the line should be drawn between executive and legislative powers. Wisconsin joined around 80 organizations yesterday in calling for emergency action to protect drinking water from nitrate contamination. As Danielle Kading reports, they want the nation's top health and environmental leaders to curb sources of nitrate pollution.
The group highlighted a recent report that found Iowa residents are at greater risk of various cancers due to exposure to radon, pesticides, PFAS, and nitrates. Now they want the Environmental Protection Agency and Health and Human Services to act. While groups highlighted Iowa, Stacy Woods with the Union of Concerned Scientists says the problem exists in other states, including Wisconsin.
EPA and HHS can help identify where nitrate pollution is coming from and also help communities bring those levels down.
She wants agencies to take steps to reduce overuse of fertilizer and manure that can contaminate drinking water. Around 7% of private wells sampled in Wisconsin exceed the health standard for nitrates. Federal agencies didn't respond to requests for comment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll learn about country music songwriting legends whose partnership in life and music began with a chance meeting in a Milwaukee elevator. Stay with us.
We know our listeners love a good t-shirt, and this drive, we have a special one. We're celebrating Larry Mueller and his many contributions to WPR with a fun, limited edition shirt.
A lovely gray t-shirt.
Cool stats about Larry's legacy on the back.
Larry is a Wisconsin treasure, so I would proudly wear this t-shirt everywhere.
Ask for your Larry t-shirt when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with the story of one of the most prolific songwriting duos who just so happened to have Wisconsin roots.
Wisconsin isn't typically thought of as being the heart of country music, but did you know that half of one of the greatest songwriting duos is from Milwaukee? As Justin Barney tells us, Felice and Boudelot Bryant are members of the Country Music Hall of Fame and co-wrote Rocky Top, the state song of Tennessee. But first, they met in a dream in Milwaukee.
I'm standing in an elevator in the Hilton Hotel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And in this elevator, one of the greatest love stories in all of music happened. In 1945, Matilda Scuduto worked in this elevator. She was a 19-year-old Sicilian girl in Milwaukee. And one day, Boudelot Bryant, a touring musician, got onto this elevator. And as he walked on, she said, "I've been looking for you." She had been seeing Boudelot Bryant in her dreams. And here he was, in front of her. He was charmed. Who wouldn't be? It was love at first sight. 5 days later, they got married. In 1950, they moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
And they lived in a trailer.
That's Paul Kingsbury. He works at the Country Music Hall of Fame
in Nashville, Tennessee.
In their honeymoon phase, they wrote this little song together.
I'm a plain old country boy.
And it became a hit.
They were essentially the first full-time professional songwriters in Nashville.
They were songwriters, not performers, which meant that they had to sell their songs then to musicians, which is difficult. But the Bryants were smart, and they cooked up a little scheme. They invited musicians into that trailer of theirs.
And Felice would cook a wonderful Italian dinner. Maybe it was spaghetti and meatballs, maybe it was chicken cacciatore. Then Boudelot would break out his guitar and sing their latest songs, and inevitably, the people who came in, they were charmed. And often the Bryants got a recording out of that. They did it enough times that Felice liked to refer to it as their pasta scam.
Things really took off when they sold this song to the Everly Brothers.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry.
The Everly Brothers said they would have been working manual labor jobs if it hadn't been for the Bryants coming along with that song and several of the other hits they wrote for the Everlys.
And right they did. Over 1,000 songs, with hundreds recorded by some of the biggest names in music history.
Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, and Bob Dylan. The Beatles. Paul McCartney has said, you know, he felt like the Bryants and the Everlys were a big influence on what he and John Lennon and the Beatles were trying to do.
And they wrote some iconic songs, like this one. Love hurts.
I think what makes a Bryant song is that it's not belabored and it's clever. They had a way of telling 3-minute stories where you felt like, oh, I know exactly what's going on.
The Bryants' love story and their musical accomplishments and legacy is the kind of stuff of dreams. And, in fact, it started with Felice meeting the literal man of her dreams in an elevator in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Dream, 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 dream.
They wrote this song, one of their biggest, about that dream.
Whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream.
Justin Barney is a radio host and Wisconsin native who currently works at WNXP in Nashville. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll get a quick check of your forecast in before letting you go for the day. High temperatures only getting into the 40s and 50s across the state today. Feeling pretty cold. We'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds today. Overnight cloudy, a good chance for widespread frost with lows down into the 20s and 30s. Back into the 50s once again tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Rob Menser. Don't forget, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening right now. We love hearing your feedback, and it helps other people find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.